Hey everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. Today I want to talk about how failure and pain are our great teachers. Now, why is that? If I think about the greatest pain that I've endured in my life, there are probably some four or five pivotal moments that I could, you know, just name like that have been turning points for me in my life. And it's, I think, by virtue of going through that pain, which sometimes it can be caused by a failure, where you get the personal growth. And I guess the harsh reality of being a human is we're not cyborgs, so we feel emotion, we feel pain. And as a result of that pain, I've personally found that I've been driven to that next level, because you don't want to stay in the pain. You want to do something about it. Or you find that because you've been put in that situation, it has forced you to grow in a way or find an opportunity to move from where you are, that uncomfortable place, to get to that new place. And if you listen to anyone that's successful, like hyper successful, however you determine that. Maybe it's the number one sports person in their particular field in the world. Maybe it's a great scientist. Maybe it's the richest person in the world. And you think about what it is when they say that they've had certain failures, but those failures have taught them what it is that they need to do and what they shouldn't do in order to achieve the success that they ultimately want to achieve. I mean, just think about it for a moment. Think about the most painful moment in your life. It really doesn't matter what age you are. I'm sure there has been pain in your life. If you're as old as me, then you've had many people in your life that have played fundamental roles in your life, and maybe they're no longer here because they've passed on. I think about it all, like my grandparents have passed on, all my four grandparents, my parents. I've lost my daughter, I've lost other people in my life as well. And with all of those things comes a tremendous amount of emotional pain because of what those people have meant in your life. I think one of the pivotal saddest moments in my life when I was in my early 20s was my first ever. I didn't see him as a coach at the time, but he really was a coach. I used to play the bagpipes, and he was my bagpipe tutor. And he was somebody that took me from this little boy, because I was like 11 years of age when I first met him. And I had a very low self-confidence. I was a little boy, and like physically I was tiny. And he had this innate ability to show me what I was capable of. And from that early age, I created this insatiable appetite for success. I wanted to be the best. And he lit this, what started as a candle within me that turned into this raging inferno that said, I am going to be the best. And then he taught me the strategy. It was, he said, you've got to practice. And he said, if you practice, you will get better. And these are the things to practice. And I just implemented that strategy. And then he would coach me in a way that it made me more excited. And I wanted to learn more. When you're a musician, you're a young kid, I mean, you ultimately want to get to that point where you can remember the music. You can play it perfectly in your capability. You can get your instrument to sound the best that it can. I was constantly learning, and that made it really, really exciting for me. And then, so I was with him for, 10 years, probably 10, 11 years. And then I ended up stopping. He was much older, he was getting sicker and sicker, but we remained in contact. And whenever I was back in town, I would go and see him, and you know, we would share memories and stuff. Like, he really meant a lot to me. And when he passed and I went to his funeral, he's actually the first funeral that I ever cried at, because he just meant so much to me. And so, you know, incredibly painful, but he taught me so much. And Like if I think about, well, actually, no, I won't talk about my daughter. I talk about her a lot, but through her, I've found a greater meaning to bring out the best version of myself. If I think about maybe it's a failure in business or failed marriage, if you like, and that was probably the prior to my daughter passing away, incredibly painful. Because I was now in a position where my entire life changed. I needed to find somewhere to live. We sold our property. It was like a dream property. We were living on acreage and fully landscaped gardens that I had created, and the kids were growing up there and all that kind of stuff. And I think about the pain that was involved in making the decision to leave that relationship, and my life just changed fundamentally. I've been running the business for about 4 years by then, three to four years, and I had moved from an executive style income to running my own business, looking to replace that income, and just changing the lifestyle completely. We're both going to be working part time. Was still two tax free threshold. High incomes coming into the home, very, very comfortable. The wealth strategy of our household was on a tremendous trajectory, more money than we ever thought we would ever have. And then all of a sudden, that cuts in half and it just completely changes. And I've never worked more hard now than I have in my entire life. And there was a period of time where I just didn't want to do that. It's like, but I changed this so that I didn't have to work so hard. And when you say it out loud like that, it sounds ridiculous. It's like, what, you wanted to be successful, but you didn't want to work hard? That just doesn't make any sense. Sorry, just having a drink. And when I broke through all of that rubbish and said, well, hang on a second, that doesn't make any sense. If you want to be a success, then no successful person has ever got to be their peak potential by not working hard. And so going through that pain and navigating all that and trying to get to the other side, I realized that I needed to work harder than I'd ever worked before. Because if I hadn't been put in that position, I wouldn't be doing the things that I am today. I wouldn't have the coach that I have today. I wouldn't be traveling to America almost every year to have an experience of meeting all these celebrities and learning from them and starting this podcast and starting my other podcast and realizing what my true potential and full potential was. I wouldn't have got to that place. And essentially, it's come from pain and it's come from failure. Failure of a marriage, failure to recognize myself, what my true capabilities were, and just living in this mediocre, well, I'll say mediocre in terms of me bringing out my best and settling for what I didn't deserve, but just settling for something lesser. And that's just a really great example of where I was at the lowest of lows in my life at that point, and just chose to be different. I said, stop being I use this sort of language, just like, stop being a crybaby about this. Stop, blaming somebody else for why you are where you are. You are where you are right now, all of us, because of the decisions that we made. If you were with somebody that was not deserving of you, or you did something wrong, or whatever the relationship didn't work out, it's because of you, right? It's because of the decisions that you made. Now, that doesn't mean that the other person didn't play a role here, but you played a role too. So we all play roles, and so it's never completely one person or the other, right? I play my role in my life to get me to where I am now based on the decisions that I've made at different points in my life. Many of them have been awesome decisions. Others have not been great. And I have learned from each one of those decisions. And I think I'm a better person now than I've ever been because of the failures, the pain, the suffering in the past. And if I think about, again, just that relationship one, the amount of growth that I've had because I was in that pain and choosing to not remain there has created who I am today because I just chose not to be there. Otherwise, also, I would still be working in a corporate environment, being well paid, but not being happy, not being fulfilled, and certainly not bringing out my best or learning how to bring out my best. It's only since starting my business and getting the right coaching that I've really understood what it takes to be successful. And that's, I often say that if I ever went back into corporate, I do not see a scenario where that would happen. But if I ever went back into corporate, I would be such a better employee. I notice even when I'm meeting with these like CEOs and high-level people in organizations and helping them whether it's create funding or just have practical conversations about how do we get improvements and new programs and that type of thing, I often ask myself the questions is, how did you get here? Not me, like that person. So it's like, I don't understand why you're not thinking about ABC things, you know, those three things. Why you're not doing this. How come I can see this but you can't, and you know, you're in this position. I'm not even getting paid for this, but I can see these things and I'm doing this for you, but you're not. And I guess it's just a case of I have put and invested a lot of time and money in the personal growth of me, making me the best version of me that I can be. And I still don't think that I've reached my full potential, which I think is really exciting. It's like I'm 56 this year and I still haven't peaked of what I'm truly capable of. And when I look at all of the things that I have on the horizon, that I just get excited about each day as I get up and plan my day and look at, okay, who can I connect with today? What can I do today to progress my life, the growth of me? How do I keep learning? How do I keep my health in tip-top condition? What excites me about what's coming up? Making sure that there's always something into the future, enjoying where you are, celebrating where you are, but also being excited about what's in the future and learning from those past successes. But I think you're always going to learn more from, like I say, the failures and the pain that caused you, and that's where you get the growth or the impetus for growth, because you're sick and tired of being down there. And certainly the older I get, the less excuses I make, the more action that I'm driven to take, the more I say no to things, I'm saying yes to more things as well, but I'm also making sure that I don't spend time with toxic people, I don't hang out with people that I don't connect with. It's just, that's important to me as well in the growth of me, and that I guess is linked back to pain, suffering, failures of the past, and making sure that I don't make those same mistakes in the future. And I think if you can create this consistency in the pathway that you're on, and understanding the pain, the suffering, the growth of you, of others, and so that you can continually learn so that you don't make those mistakes again and you don't make somebody else's mistakes and you can learn from them. Surround yourself with the right people, get the right coaching, be consistent with your coach, consistent with those things that you can do every single day, then it makes a huge difference to the overall outcomes that you'll make at the end of your life. You'll get to that place where you say, do you know what, I don't have any regrets. And that's certainly what was the big driver for me initially to change career, to start running my own business. I didn't want to be down the track and be on my deathbed and say, yeah, I wonder what life would have been like if only I had stepped away from the corporate life and run my own business. In some ways, corporate life would have delivered a whole bunch of opportunities and experiences, but could never have delivered what I'm living right now. And I think that's the thing to remember. Like, if I had have said no to myself and just stayed in corporate back in 2007 when I made the decision, in 2009 when I actually moved away, then you don't know what you don't know. Like the experiences that I've had, the once in a lifetime types of experiences that I've had, the personal growth that I've had, you can't put a dollar figure on that. You just can't, because how it makes me feel as a person. I think back to all the limiting beliefs and the excuses and everything that I'd made up all those years ago about myself, to now smashing through those and realizing who I am meant to be, what I'm meant to be doing, and the fun, the joy, the excitement that comes with all of that is just, I would be on my deathbed and not even be able to comprehend what could have been. You just don't know. So you've got to do it, right? You've got to live life like you're going to have no regrets. We've only got one shot, and it goes by pretty quickly. Like if I'm 56 this year, my mum passed away at 66. I'm very much like her genetically. However, she didn't live a healthy life. So I'm doing my best to live a healthy life so that I can live way beyond that. But we never know, right? We just never know. Next time I hop in the car, I'm flying to Adelaide this week for a wedding. You just don't know. You just don't know. So you don't live in fear, but I wouldn't say I live in fear, but I'll say it in this context. I live in fear of missing out, of not living your best life. And so that will drive you to take better action, to do more, to be more, make no excuses, remove the limiting beliefs, get more excitement into your life. And even though many people would look at my life and say, man, you're so boring, you work so hard, et cetera, et cetera, I'm living life on my terms. I'm doing what I want to do. I love to work. I love the work that I do. So it's not work. Even though I use the word work, it's not work. I'm doing what I love to do. I'm following my passion every moment of the day, apart from when I'm sleeping and sometimes I dream about it. So, I'm living my best life. It's just, it's not everybody's life. And I get that. But if you want to be successful and you want to live the life on your terms, then you've got to do this work as well. And learn from your pain. Step into the pain. Grow every single day. And watch out what can happen for you. So if you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. You can opt in for a free consultation right there. I'd love to connect with you. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. I will connect with you and we'll work out where you are, where it is that you want to get to, what's the gap, and how do we close that gap, specifically in the space of health, wellness, mindset. Trust me, you can do better. See you tomorrow.